This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice, 105.9. On the Odyssey app, you can get us for free. The podcast is up there, too, and there will be one later on today. Again, it's free. Put it on your phone. Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. A lot better than you, because you got a lot going on this morning.
Yeah, I do have a lot going on. There's a lot going on, man. Busy, 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 but guess what? I'm a trooper. We're here. We're going to get through it. It's just, you got to take it just one project at a time. I got an Airbnb. I'm headed out to Hawaii. My family's already on their way, and it got canceled last night.
Your family's literally leaving, and they're not gonna have a place to stay.
I've always wanted to experience the homeless thing. You know?
Hawaii is a good place to be homeless.
Yeah.
Van down by the ocean. Rent myself a van. Get down by the ocean. Live Hawaii the way you're supposed to live.
That's literally what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. And, you know, even be a poser. Throw a surfboard on top. You know? Spadell, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
I got something that we should fire up again. Make you some money.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm willing to participate, too, to help you out. I'll tell you later on in the program.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, fire it up. Make you a little extra, you know, a little jingle in your pocket during the jingle time of year.
All right.
Yeah. I think we're on to something here.
I'm a big fan
now,
of jingle.
This has flopped in the past, but I think this time, ratings are way up for our show.
Yeah.
So I think that you'll have a better chance of making some more cash.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
All right.
More listeners, more, you know, pocket money.
Yeah.
Yeah, willing to share it with you.
I'm a big fan of pocket money.
Yeah,
especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
Where's Jamie?
I don't know.
Anybody heard from her?
No, don't have a tax yet.
Huh. Maybe she's boycotting. Maybe she's out Christmas shopping. Who knows? She's over at that, what's it called? The New Guinea Goose or something like that?
Canadian Goose?
Canadian Goose.
Yeah.
New Guinea Goose. That a very New expensive jacket place, yeah, where you buy the coats. I thought it was New Guinea Goose.
It's Canada Goose.
We have so much to get into today. We are busy. We are super. It's that time of year, man. Got to talk about the Giving Tree. Families up there for you to nominate. Spadella still not moved to the front page.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get on them.
Yeah. So if you go to alice1059.com, it's not Spadil's fault. On the back end, man. We got back end problems here. But if you go there to alice1059.com, you want to adopt a family. Remember, it's all about buying presents for the kids. Families that are a little down on their luck right now, that's all. They'll bounce back. But right now, they're just struggling. And they have small children that want gifts. And that's that's what this is all about. So if you want to adopt a family, and all the suggestions are there too.
Yeah.
They tell you what the kids are into.
Yeah, I have all that information. If you adopt a family, I send that over to you in an email, and you just go out and shop and have a good time with it.
We're not looking for t-shirts and socks. We're looking for toys.
Yeah.
Toys for the kids.
We want like Bluey and stuff.
So if you want to participate, and you're invited to the big party that we're going to have at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, play some video games.
Such a cool event.
What is it, the 17th?
Yes.
Yeah. Spadil, can we get a one sheet on that?
Yeah. I'll get one.
You get a chance. I know you're busy today. I get it, man. It's all, everybody's busy. It's that time of year. Also, we have tickets to give away. Big old concert tomorrow night. Alice in Winterland. You got Benson Boone in town.
Yep.
Frey and... who's the other?
Dasha.
Oh, yeah. I can never remember Dasha for
really?
Some reason. No.
I keep wanting to call her Austin, which is the name of her
That's
song.
That's the name of her biggest song, yeah.
But I don't know why.
But it's Dasha.
It's Dasha.
Yeah. Dasha. Uh-huh. And she's good. Very
she's
good.
She's really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't remember for some reason. I'm bad with names. You know that. You can't blame me, right? All right. We have those tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:40 this morning. A lot on the way. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live and direct on December 4th. Man, that means only 21 days till Christmas. 21 days. Back after this. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. If you haven't noticed, our text line has changed, no longer 51059 when you texted. So now we're down to one phone bill because we're using the same line we use for the request line, contest line, whatever you want to call it. 303-222-5423. That's the new text line. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Pumpkin?
I'm freezing to death.
Are you?
Oh, my God, it's so cold. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little chilly this morning, too.
It's cold. And this microphone always sounds whack-a-doodle now. I don't know what's happening. It's fine.
Yeah, 21 days till Christmas, Jamie.
I will tell you, you cannot hear Schmidl at all this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
Well, I mean, you're talking to him, and that's not good when you're in the car.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Spadil, I've got you turned up more than anybody else on the show.
I have my mic on this side turned all the way up, too.
Yeah, you got a calibration problem, my pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So we got to look into that, okay? Can you tell the engineering?
Yes. Isn't it crazy? Like, I feel like all this, I know we have 21 days till Christmas, but I feel like the flu is totally going around. I don't know if you guys are feeling it, but my left ear, I can't hear anything. Out of
really?
It. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's just hello, nothing. And I'm like, oh no, I don't have time for this.
Maybe this is the time you don't want to get sick.
No, at all. Right?
Maybe it's the COVID.
Could be. I mean, they're both spread. But I have noticed a ton of people with masks on. I went to Walgreens to get some like air drops to put in there, and the girl was like, but I'm sure she's just seeing so many sick people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, we were on the light rail last night or the other night for the Bronco game, and I counted at least 10 people with masks. Song.
Because what's the what's our girl in the midday?
Heather.
Yeah. Collins. Sorry, I always want to call her Erica. I don't know why, but anyway, Heather. She just got out of strep throat. Did you hear her last week?
No.
She was talking like this. Alice 105.9.
I like that sound. She's like Big Ange.
Yeah, I felt bad for her. I felt horrible for her. I never saw her because she's so sick. She just came in, but she was talking like, I was like, oh my God, Kabasa and Mike has got to give her the day off. She sounds so old.
He worked her.
Yeah, right?
No matter what.
Oh my God.
Poor Heather.
She sounded like she had like a carton of cigarettes a day. It was horrible.
Poor thing.
I know. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
so
man.
It's going around. So everybody take your vitamin C, you know, that emergency.
Emergency,
You mentioned it yesterday, Jamie, starting to feel all the pressure of the holiday, you know, with 21 days left till Christmas. Here we are, December 4th, man. Yeah. And probably most of us, I would guess, probably haven't done that much as far as the holiday gifts. And so we're kind of behind the eight ball already.
Well, we have our holiday party tonight. So I'm excited today. I'm excited about that. And that one I am prepared for. So our big Christmas party is today. And that one I am ready for. I'm so excited.
Now, this is the white elephant, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you just bring in a gift.
Yep.
Throw it under the tree.
Exactly.
Yeah, I read the rules. They put out the rules yesterday.
Oh, they did? Yeah.
Did you read the rules?
I did not read the rules.
They're pretty simple, Jamie. Okay. It's a white elephant.
Well, I mean, it's a white elephant.
I just couldn't believe it. The email went out with all these rules on it.
Oh,
for
that's
it.
Funny.
I thought it was kind of funny, too.
Yeah. So I just know it's like $25 or whatever, but I went a little bit over, but man, my gift is good. I'm excited about it. cannot
wait.
I wonder, they haven't told us, did they tell us what kind of food we're having yet? What kind of catering?
No. I haven't seen anything on that yet.
Very excited about all of this.
We usually go with three around here. You know, it's either going to be Mexican, Chipotle, or something like that, or possibly Panera Bread.
Well, it's whoever we have trade with.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whoever will give us free food.
Free food for us to mention it. You should have already given us the mention. We would have already mentioned
right?
it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could have thrown it in right now for you.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Could have worked that out for you. Yeah, big Christmas party.
I'm excited about the Christmas parties.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, too. Well, because we never really get to see the staff because we leave so early and stuff, and so it's always fun to, like, see everybody again. You know, Dan, because he's so big.
Yeah.
He's so tall.
Yeah. He is tall.
And it's the only time I see Slacker also.
Yeah.
I swear. Party. So I'm at dinner last night. Well, I wasn't at dinner. I just showed up just to say bye to one of my boys who's flying back today. But and I was telling my kid, I'm like, because he was asking me about Slacker if I ever see, you know, these people. And I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I probably haven't seen Slacker in 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you assume that us working here at the same radio station, but we work so different shifts that we just don't see each other.
Well, I saw him. What was that last party we had?
Going away party for Mark.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm then. So anyway, yeah. So today's always exciting because we get to see all the other radio stations because there's a buttload of us and everybody gets to be Yuletide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
and there's probably salespeople we haven't seen this year.
I know.
Without a doubt.
And there's some that we pass in the hallways. We have no idea who they are.
That is true. I wonder if we're the only company where you don't know that who the people are.
I don't know.
There's people working on all the different floors. I don't even know who that.
I
will look at BJ and I'll be like, who is that? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
If they ever told us to report a stranger, I'd be reporting somebody every day. Have them tossed out of here.
Well, right? I remember I worked at one radio station and I'm like, you know, it's frustrating because I don't know who all the people are. And they're like, God, don't worry. They'll be replaced tomorrow.
Oh.
I was like, my God.
That's comforting. Sound fun.
Yeah. All right. We do have those tickets to give away. Big Alice in Winterland. That's tomorrow night. It is so busy around here. Tickets coming up at 7:40 this morning to see Benson Boone, The Fray, and who it is again? Dasha?
Dasha.
Dasha.
Well, it's weird because the promo says Dasha.
I know.
Okay.
I noticed that yesterday too. I was like, wait, that's not how you say it.
I know, because it's Dasha, but the promo says Dasha.
Dasha, yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
Okay. Now I've got an excuse because
weird.
Our promo throws me off.
Right?
All right, we'll be right back.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
By the way, we have a new text line. It's 303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423. So it's our new text line. And it's also, I know that you guys are like, wait, that's a request line. Not that you sound like that, but yes, it is. So it's 2-for-1. Anyway, somebody texted this, and I have got to agree with you 100%. The one girl that goes, it's on every morning when I wake up. It says, please, for the love of God, end that promo. It's on every morning when I wake up. Oh, God, I hate her, too. It's so bad. I hear it. And it's like...
Makes you cringe instantly.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's not
I know exactly what they're talking
about. It's just... It gets to your soul. So I agree with you. I'll talk to the boss, see what we can get done, right? All right. There's lots to get to this morning. First of all, people are mad. This happened a couple of days ago, but people are really, really mad about it. And that is that Billboard... named Beyonce the greatest pop star of the 21st century. Now, here's the thing. Now, keep in mind, not of all time, the 21st century is the key here. But people are mad that Taylor Swift was not named the biggest pop star, the greatest pop star of 21st century, because she obviously dominated with her tour and with sales with that. But they're saying, doesn't matter. This is who we voted for.
Yeah.
This
well, you're dealing with 24 years, obviously, okay? Or 23,
five.
Whatever. And Taylor's really came on and for the past, 4 or 5 years? Really big. Really big. I mean, she's already been big, but really took it over the top. But maybe Beyonce, they count all the years together.
That's why I said 25, because she's been performing for 25 years.
Yeah.
So that's 25 out of, you know. And it's the 21st century. Mm-hmm. That's
right. I think people that are arguing Taylor have a good argument, though.
Well, they sure do.
She's strong.
Speaking of Taylor Swift is just, she's pooped out, you guys. She's too pooped to pop. Taylor Swift is exhausted after being on the go for nearly 2 years straight. Holy Toledo.
It's been a long time.
That is a long time
sure
on
is.
The road. 150 shows since March of 2023.
Oh, that's a lot. Man.
Every time, and just trying to remember how to dance.
That is a lot.
Oh my God, I gotta move my hips. They don't move. Oh my God, my hips don't move. Anyway, she's excited for some relaxation and downtime, it says. And she spends she's expected to spend a year off of the tour, and I guess she's just gonna hang out with Travis, and that's gonna work out.
Because
everybody knows when you hang out with your boyfriend for a year, you really learn to love him.
Yeah. How's that gonna go?
Yeah.
Because they've never really had all that time together ever.
Oh. Nope, and it's always been it's always been over the top. You know, penthouse. I mean, it'll still be amazing, but now you're in a house, right? Like, you see his skid marks.
Yeah, it's everyday life things. It's not, like, extravagant things.
Now,
you're in
now
Kansas
you're
City.
Like, you're picking his zits, you know? And he's like, why are you popping my zits? And she's like, I like it. Yeah, so, no, it's going to be a whole different world, that's for sure. Again, I mean, they'll be fine. They have, like, five houses between them, so they can just, you know, hop around, and she has a couple jets. They'll be fine if they get bored, and like the rest of us that are still stuck with your husband or boyfriend. But it's reality. It's going to be reality, you know? So we'll see what happens with that. Let's see here. This is so weird to me that Angelina Jolie and Pamela Anderson are in the same category for an Oscar nomination. Doesn't that seem weird to you guys?
Yeah.
Because Pamela Anderson isn't really an actress. I mean, she was.
What's she done? Why is she in the category?
It's called the Last Showgirl.
I've never heard of it.
People are saying she's amazing in it.
Yeah, I saw it last night. There was something with her on a red carpet somewhere or something, and I didn't really know exactly what she had done.
Yeah, I think it's called The Last Showgirl, okay. And people are saying it's absolutely amazing. And she's up against Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie plays a opera singer at the end of her career. They say that Angelina Jolie, she trained for 7 months to learn how to sing opera. So 7 months of that. And they say she's a pretty good singer.
Yeah, I could see, though, in Hollywood with those egos, and if you're in the same category with somebody that you don't even consider an actress,
yeah,
it would probably upset you.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. You had to learn 15 languages.
Right?
This person, all she's noted for right now is not wearing makeup anymore.
I know. I know. But she does. I mean, you know what? I didn't really like the non-makeup thing before, but it's growing on me. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just getting used to it. But she still, man, she needs some eyebrows.
It hasn't grown on me.
It hasn't?
No. I saw it last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know what night she was doing this red carpet thing. Maybe a couple of nights ago. I don't know. But she did the whole no makeup thing again. Out on the red carpet.
It's her
thing. She was dressed, you know, to the nines. Uh-huh. But she didn't wear any makeup. It's her new thing. And I don't know, man. I think she needs to put on some makeup.
I think she looks beautiful, natural. Now, it's, like I said before, I was like, but it's just the eyebrows. So she over-tweezed back in the, whenever it was a thing, she over-tweezed her eyebrows so bad that they're just these little bitty lines, just little bitty lines, and they look real, real bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, she could get them, like, tattooed or something.
I saw a girl in the supermarket just a couple of days ago. And she had her eyebrows, she had painted.
Yeah.
And Jamie, I swear, the outsides went all the way to her ears. I'm like, what the heck is that?
Oh, I've seen some eyebrows. The ones that go straight across, I don't get. And they blacken them up. And they're just like straight across.
It's
they don't have any movement.
So bad.
And then the eyelashes that go all the way out and touch you. Hey, I got some eyelashes going on here.
They get excessive sometimes, especially with the fake ones, because Brie was doing the fake ones. Like, you put them on, and she couldn't put on her sunglasses.
That's what you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because they were, like, just pressed up against the glasses. It was uncomfortable. I was like, hey, you might want to tone those back a little
bit. Did she do the magnetic ones or the glue ones?
She did the glue ones.
The glue ones.
And those take forever.
They also... That's why I lost the spot as a judge on American Idol. Remember, I was up for a judge on American Idol, and they were in this room, Nigel and all these big people, right? And one of them started falling off, and I was like winking at Nigel. It's like, I'd love to be a judge.
It's and flapping.
He's flapping and black mascara's coming out.
How'd she get in here? That's what they're thinking.
I know. They're like, God, she's so messy.
Who brought her in? Who brought this? She's a mess.
She's a disaster. Anyway, they asked Angelina Jolie if they were to do a biopic about her, since she did a biopic on that opera star, what would it look like? And she said, that's the most insane question. When you're a public person and you're playing someone else, you're conscious of how it's a public person and how you would hate for somebody to interpret your life or think they understand your life. So we tried to be really thoughtful with Maria, the girl she's playing. Let's hope there isn't one about my life. Yeah, especially when you were with Billy Bob and you were licking his face on the red carpet. Ugh. And you're like, we just had sex in the car.
I do remember that. Those two were over the top.
Weren't they? And they wore vials of blood around each other's neck. And then she's like on the red carpet, like literally licking him. So and they're like, oh, it looks like you guys are having fun tonight. She's like, they just had sex in the car. And now look at her. She's so demure.
Yeah, the exact two complete opposites.
Exactly. It's so weird how she just like full circle. All right. Let's see here. I had some audio that I wanted to get to you. And that is Tom Brady. So Tom Brady posted a cryptic breakup song in his latest thirst trap weeks after it emerged that Giselle is expecting a child. Now, here's the thing. Yesterday, I was watching TMZ, and they went ballistic that Giselle is on the same beach with that guy she's knocked up from, whatever his name is, you know, the jiu-jitsu guy. She's on the same beach that her and Tom used to stroll on. They're at the same, she obviously got the Costa Rica house in the divorce. And it's like, she's just reliving her whole life, but with a different guy.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Now, let me ask you a question, okay? Because I saw this with another story, too.
Yeah.
This was Prince Harry. Okay. They say that Meghan Markle, she's the third girl that he took to this Botswana trip.
Oh.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
If you take a different girl on a trip that you'd done before?
Yeah, I felt, I took, okay. So I took, well, how'd it go? My husband and Fancy Pants, I took him to the same place.
Yeah.
And it was the Hayman, not Cayman, but Hayman. It's with a H. The Hayman Islands off of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And it is weird.
Because you have memories with the other person that you always think about when you're there.
So I wonder, now, do you tell the person or they find out through the media?
Well,
like she's finding out. Because she's finding out right now. According to the story, she had no idea that he'd taken the same trip, the exact same trip, with two other women.
I wonder if Giselle's baby daddy is the same way. Like, oh, wait. I mean, he knows she has a house there, but did he know that they walked the same? I mean, they literally, like, showed the same part of the beach that they were walking on.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
No.
You got the same picnic basket.
Like, I just told Fancy Pants, I said, oh, I've been here before, but I didn't mention with my husband. I didn't say that. I was just like, yeah, I've been here before. But it's weird. Like, you're like, oh, can we get the same seaplane with Maddie? He was a great pilot. And, you know, he's like, yeah, you know his name? Well, yeah.
I've been here one or two times.
Yeah, it was
different. Not your first rodeo.
No.
Not on that beach.
You just feel weird.
Yeah, it is
so
weird.
But I guess she doesn't feel weird. And then Tom probably saw that and is like, what the heck? So then he's like all sexy, right? He's like, little. And then he played this part of the Morgan Wallen track.
It's been a week since you went and hit the highway and made it clear that I ought to have it my way. But my way looks a whole lot better with just my truck in the driveway.
Let's see here. It says, I loved you for a minute, but we dance sure different. Ooh. It's been a week since you went and hit the highway and made it clear that I ought to have it my way. But my way looks a lot better with just my truck in the driveway and not your Range Rover.
Yeah, take that, Giselle.
And he's like pictured with a fish.
Yeah. Right. And you got your jiu-jitsu guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got nothing.
Yeah, he's a fish.
Although she looked gorgeous pregnant, I have to say.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I got to give it to her.
Yeah, that bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody's excited about this Aaron Rodgers Netflix documentary. It's coming out December 17th, his ex-girlfriend, did you see? She's still jacked up, man.
Oh, she's so messed up. She misses him a lot.
Yeah, she does. It's been 3 years since they've been broken up, and she said it's still, she can't talk about him because it makes her cry.
She can't even think about it, yeah.
Yeah, but she said it was a toxic relationship. But it was so toxic. She said it was so toxic. It wasn't right. But I don't want like to talk about it because it just still makes me cry. I now understand depression and I understand what it is to be at the bottom of the barrel and all this stuff. I was like, dude, it has been 3 years. You need to get over it.
I feel like she's still in the dark place.
I know she is for sure saying that. I can't talk about him because he makes me cry. There's no man on this planet that I can not talk about it that makes me cry. Like, I just...
Maybe, really? Yeah.
No.
What if somebody talks about me?
No.
That doesn't make you cry? Yeah, you cry for a different reason. That's what.
Yeah. Like, why did I sign this deal?
Who's this bozo?
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a little bit of that docuseries.
I went from Ryan Seacrest to BJ.
Exactly.
BJ.
Oh,
of all people.
God.
What does the future hold for Aaron Rodgers?
I'm coming back to do it all.
What's the risk of playing?
That's not normal.
People getting to see behind the curtain.
Have you thought about going into politics?
Once I started my spiritual journey, everything shifted. The metamorphosis is happening.
Most people are not doing the walking.
I'm not most people. I'm trying to find what a new edge is. There's football legacy.
Rodgers, a touchdown!
And then there's character legacy.
You'll be the big dog with me!
When that ride comes to a stop, who are you going to be?
Whoa. I think all of us, I mean, it's not special, Aaron. I think all of us can say we're not most people. Every single one of you in your car can say you're not most people.
Exactly.
I mean, we all can say that line.
Yeah, we can. And his ride's about to come to an end because his football career is pretty much over. They're gonna bench him.
Yeah, they're not good.
Yeah, they're not very good. He's not very good right now. He's just too old, and he looks old out there.
How old is he?
40.
Isn't that weird to be washed up at 40?
Yeah.
So sad. Yeah. Like you have to find a different career. He's 41, it says, in this thing. 41. And like now you have to find a whole different... I wonder if he'll be an analyst.
I don't know because he's kind of out there.
I doubt it.
Because he's so weird?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I don't think that's his cup of tea. I don't think that's what he wants to do, though.
Maybe he does politics.
They say he's going to do politics.
Yeah.
He even says that. Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know Tom Brady's 40 freaking seven.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Well, he played till he was, what, 43, 44?
No, but he doesn't look 47. He
no,
still looks
at
like
all.
He's in this 30s.
No. And when you watch him play, Tom Brady at 44 was far better than Aaron Rodgers is at 40.
100%.
Yeah.
It's all that clean dieting that he does.
Yeah. Well, he had a chef and he had a guy and another guy.
No sugar.
Well, Aaron Rodgers does mushrooms. That's a vegetable.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, he's vegan.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Just download it. Podcast there later today. Remember, new text line, no longer Textnado at 51059. It's now 303-222-5423. To contact the show. 7:40 this morning, Alice in Winterland. Tomorrow night?
Yep, it is tomorrow night. Dasha, the Fray, and then Benson Boone, who's going to be just... oh, my God, I posted... Did you guys see it? Well, you probably didn't. But anyway, I'll have Schmidl grab the audio because all of us think that we can sing that that Benson Boone song.
Yeah.
Please stay!
Yeah.
I want you! I need you! Oh, God! So I'll have him pull the audio.
Yeah.
But it's people trying to sing that part of the song.
Oh.
So when you're there tomorrow night, expect everybody to go... Please
yeah.
stay.
The song, you're not going to hear Benson Boone at all. You're going to hear being
exactly,
everyone else.
Exactly.
I will tell you, I've seen some good ones out there, though.
Have you?
Yeah. When you go through, your feed or whatever,
yeah.
I've seen some, and I've seen some that you're talking about, JB, too.
Yeah, that's
some pathetic ones too.
Yes.
But everybody tries to sing it. You're right. And
yeah, and it's bad.
And
so
it's
that's
bad.
What's going to happen.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of which, did you see that they're going to come out with a actual sing along version of Wicked?
Like a sing-along, but you can go to the movie theater and sing along.
Not
with
only
it,
can you go to the movie theater, but they're going to have the words with the little bouncing ball.
Oh!
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're coming out with that one.
That's kind of cool, yeah. Actually.
I know. Right? Yeah. It's a brilliant idea. That
might
movie,
do as good as the other.
Well, because the movie's so huge already, yeah. Right? So that's a brilliant way to repurpose it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Got to do catch up to it. All right, let's talk about these Christmas lights real quick, okay?
Oh, poor Pete.
I know. Pete's neighborhood, it's across the street, right?
Yeah.
This house has probably a million lights on it. Now, I'm not exaggerating.
It's called Gingerbread House. It's world famous, basically. It's in Highlands Ranch. Everybody knows about it. Everybody drives by it. It's been on television. It's been on that lights, that competition show.
Oh, yeah. Across America. Yeah. And it's like all over TikTok.
Yeah. Everybody knows about this house. And unfortunately, Pete lives in that neighborhood.
Is he literally across the street from it?
Across the street.
Oh, man. What a nightmare.
So when you guys go to see the Gingerbread House in Highlands Ranch, which I know a lot of you will, just honk your horn and go, Hey, Pete!
Or if you see some overweight dude on the sidewalk bitching like crazy, that's going to be Powerball Pete. Just say hi to him.
He's the Karen of his neighborhood.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of? Actually, Allison told me this, and it's a true story. It's like Margo and Todd from Christmas Vacation, you know, because Pete's so, like, you know, kind of snotty or whatever, you know? He doesn't want this. He's not snotty. He's just a grumpy old man. It's not like he's refined. He's just a grumpy old man. And he's like, oh my God.
Get off my lawn. I could see it being a headache, though.
You guys, it was thousands of people last night. Thousands.
And it's gorgeous.
It is.
I mean, they really do an incredible job. I wonder what it costs them.
Oof. I have no idea.
I mean, every inch of this house appears to be covered in light.
Yeah.
It's not a small house.
No, and it's every inch, like you said.
I had a house done in Tampa, Florida, and this was 20 years ago or more than 20 years ago. And it cost, I think it was almost $2,000 to do it then.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the electric bill.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just installing it.
I think this guy does it by himself.
They lay it out and everything. He's like an expert at it.
Yeah.
That's a lot for one person.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so he does. Well, yeah, but those people they're in their own league.
It's a different breed.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's not a company that does it.
I can't even imagine where you store them.
That too.
When you take them down, there's so many on this house.
There's a reason why none of those cars get to fit in the garage.
Holy. And then there's another story that's along that lines too, and I guess Douglas County is fed up with these cars with lights on them.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I like them.
You brought this up off air yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you mentioned, have you seen those cars?
I think they're awesome.
I think it's great, too.
I do, too. I don't mind them.
I saw another one yesterday.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. I saw one day before yesterday, maybe even over the weekend, that it looked like it was a net that was on it instead of string of lights. It looked like it was a net that was illuminated or something. All right, anyway, in Douglas County, I guess they're over it.
Down in Douglas County,
we want you to be festive. But save it for your tree.
Deputies like Shane Belzy are educating drivers on the road and via social media. Two times over the past week, Dougco deputies have pulled over vehicles to educate drivers.
I do think it adds a level of danger for drivers. Throw in the Christmas lights on top of that, we're running the risk of blocking out our blinkers. We're blocking out other vehicles on the roadway, which we might not see headlights anymore.
Education over enforcement.
If we just run with the lights we're supposed to have on our cars, we're limiting the roadway hazard.
Philip Trujillo Jr. and Just Casual Car Club steer away from anything hazardous, especially during the happy.
You know how much heat this guy's going to catch.
I know. Shane is a Grinch.
Anybody that knows Shane, they're going to give this guy so much crap. It's unbelievable. It's
Come on.
Mr. Christmas ruiner.
Yeah, right?
I've yet to see one of those cars and it blinds anyone.
Right. No.
Okay? It just sparkles.
Makes me happy.
And I like sparkles.
I'm sure I can see his blinker.
Yeah. There's no problem with that.
The ones I've seen, they weren't blinking. The lights weren't blinking.
He said in the news thing, you can't see their blinkers.
No, I know what he said. I'm just saying that I've yet to see one that you would confuse because lights on the car would be blinking.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It confused that with a blinker.
No, okay. I think they're just saying because it's so bright and everything that you wouldn't be able to see.
Yeah.
If anything, BJ does have a point. You would see that actual one that is blinking. So there. Sean or Shane, what was his name again?
I think Shane.
Shane.
And how about the people who don't even have working headlights?
Dude, they put some
lights on their car, you can see them.
And these people obviously are sober because they know that they got to drive right because they might get pulled over. I mean, think of it that way. These are sober people on the road.
This guy, Shane, you will never, ever see him do another interview. He's done. Yeah. This is going to ruin his life. He's Douglas. Can't you imagine him walking into the office this morning down at Doug Co? You know? He's like, ah, there he is. There's old Shane. Hey, what's up, Grinch?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
BJ and Jamie.
Dasha. She's going to be there tomorrow night. It's Alice in Winterland at the Fillmore. We have tickets coming up in about 15, 20 minutes right after Tabloid Trash for you to be there. It's a sold-out show.
I found the audio that I was talking about with Benson Boone. So Benson Boone is also going to be there with The Fray. And this is what's happening. And so tomorrow night, I know a lot of people are going as groups or whatever. And we all think that we can sing Benson Boone. I don't know why, but we think we can. And so I found a clip of somebody who thought they could sing Benson Boone. If you want to go to it, I think it's number 4, perhaps.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you.
I need you all gone.
Sounds
it's
like
so
you, Jamie.
True, though.
It's all of us. It's everybody. Yeah. Nobody can hit those notes. Nobody.
And we all just belt it out in our cars.
That's what I can't wait for. I hope that he even stops, you know, because I think this is going to become a trend, right? Yeah. And then he'll just stop and sees if everybody sings it.
We should request that he does that.
When you did your impression a few minutes ago, I swear it sounded just like you. Like that. Listen
is.
Again.
It is.
Take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay.
I want you. I need you all gone.
Why did it end there?
I don't know.
I can't hear you.
That's where the clip ends.
Oh, really?
So disappointing.
I know, right?
It teases us.
I guess. Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, so we have those tickets to give away.
Tickets coming up in about 20 minutes or so. You people down in Douglas County, you got a bad attitude. First of all, we played Shane, right?
Yeah.
He's a cop down there. Doesn't want the lights on your cars. Your Christmas light set is. It's distracting for everybody. Shane's probably catching heat at the police station this morning, but he doesn't care. He doesn't want the lights on there. And then yesterday, they want to ban the beaver. They're complaining about
Buc-ee's. I agree with that.
Do you?
If you've ever driven down to Monument or whatever on I-25, and my girlfriend actually makes that commute to Colorado Springs and stuff, if you get that kind of traffic on that stretch, I'm kind
of... And that stretch already has a bunch of problems
so
as it is.
So many problems. Yeah, I mean, there's always an accident in Monument. Always.
Now, I'm not familiar with the area, so I don't know exactly where you're talking about. I just know it's down in the Palmer Lake area, right?
Yeah.
And they're looking to build a new Buc-ee's. And I guess all the people that live down there are like, no, don't bring the beaver here. We don't want it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with them.
And I can certainly see, because I've been to the one up north, we all have, and that place is a zoo. I mean, from the time, it never closes, does it?
No.
It's always open, right? It's a zoo 24/7 up there. And you're going to get the same thing down at Palmer Lake, too.
Yeah.
And they had a big meeting last
night.
Well,
I mean, but the problem is that, you know, if you follow, there's always an accident. There's always an accident, and it's jacked up. So it already has, like Carson said, it has so many problems.
Uh-huh. Is he going to go through?
I'm sorry?
You think it'll be built?
I don't know.
They're going to fight it to the very end.
Yeah, and I'll support them.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll be able to win, though. I think Buc-ee's is going to be able to pull it off. It's just so much revenue for the area.
I don't know. We closed down our McDonald's.
Well, we'll see. But yeah. I'm just saying
if everybody has to vote on it and they don't want it. Like, we were supposed to get a McDonald's in our area, and everybody showed up. You know, like those crazy things you see on TikTok?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, no McDonald's!
I can see
and
it both
like,
ways.
I love their fries.
Yeah, I know.
I can see it both ways. Yeah. I can see where the money comes in for the county from the Buc-ee's. But you would think that Buc-ee's probably has done, you know, their part of the legal work in order to make this happen, and you know the complaints. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But man, oh man, were they angry last night?
Yeah, it's a problem
beaver,
on that road.
The beaver's a problem.
I mean, honest to God, if you don't know that stretch of road, remember it was all janky and it had construction on it forever
years?
Yeah,
you literally couldn't pull over.
Oh,
if there was
God.
An accident, you were stuck.
Yeah, because I went down there for a couple of jiu-jitsu competitions with my kid.
Yeah.
We were always stuck in traffic in Colorado.
And it doesn't matter what time of day, it's one side or the other
has
a problem and you're stuck.
And you're just like, come on. on, man.
It takes you forever.
And again, they may not make it happen, but that's their plans, is to build a new one down there at Fulmer Lake.
I think one is fine. Like, isn't that part of the fun, taking the road trip? Like, we don't need it both directions. We don't need a north one and a south one. Yeah, one's just fun. It's just fun. Yeah. And now that I'm sorry, but I am kind of over it. You know, like, I got all the gear. I went and I saw. It was fun. But one time is enough.
Yeah. Well, I've been back, and it's still pretty good. Is it? I liked it. Yeah. Well, I like the food. I do like the food. I like that sandwich they serve.
That's frozen?
Yeah.
The brisket.
Yeah. I eat frozen sandwiches all the time. They got a good one, man. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Again, your chance to win. Tickets on the way soon.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wow, everybody kind of agrees with us, though. You know that Shane, he should leave people that have their cars decorated. He should leave them alone.
Yeah, Shane.
Do you have that audio again? Muck. Can we play it so they know what we're talking about?
Yeah, down in Douglas County, the police department, a guy that's named Shane, an officer, went on record last night on one of the TV stations saying, hey, don't be putting Christmas lights on your car. It's a distraction.
Best time of year.
I feel if you want...
Hang on.
Down in Douglas County.
We want you to be festive. But save it for your tree.
Deputies like Shane Belzy are educating drivers on the road and via social media. Two times over the past week, Dougco deputies have pulled over vehicles to educate drivers.
Shane, oh Shane, he's such a bad guy.
You're a mean one, Mr. Shane. Yeah, so anyway, all right, because I like them. They bring me joy, man. It's joy.
I never thought of it being a hazard. I've seen them for a few days now, and I didn't even think anything about it. I thought, man, that's pretty cool.
Well, like you said, too, they're not blinking, so we can see the blinking light on his blinker because it's blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones aren't blinking. Shane.
Shame.
All right, anyway, let's see here. There's a lot to get to. Sylvester Stallone. Remember I told you that story about, oh my God, Chrishell, how her husband broke up with her on text?
Who?
Her name is Chrishell, and she's really, really hot, but now she's a lesbian, which is very odd, because she wanted a baby, and she dated all these dudes, and she got married. Now she likes, like, a woman, and you know, she's getting all scissor crazy. I don't know how you go from a wiener to that, but whatever. So she got broken up with by her husband via text. Well, guess what? Sylvester Stallone has one even worse. He did an interview with his wife. He's been with Jennifer Flavin now forever. They have three girls. And so he talks about how he broke up with her when they were dating. Number two.
For a small period, you broke up with her.
Yeah.
You FedExed her a letter? That's who FedExed a breakup
coward
an hour
does.
And a half?
That's the most insincere breakup you can get. It's like, you can't even say, you can't even, you put it down in words because you don't have the guts to do it face to face, because I think the department didn't want to. You see what I mean?
You didn't want to break up?
No, I didn't. But I felt, listen, in my profession, or my life, I should say, the way I've been structured is my history with relationships is an abomination.
Was an abomination?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't live without her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is my everything, my sun, my moon, everything.
You know, it's funny because it didn't say what how he broke up with her. I apologize for that. I didn't know it wasn't going to be in there. But he sent her a FedEx letter.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He FedExed her. They'd been dating for like 6 years already. And he FedExed her a letter. Hey, Jen, I'm going to be breaking up with you.
Was this before texting?
Yeah, it must have been.
It must have been. Yeah. Either that or he doesn't know how to use a phone.
No, they've been together since forever.
FedEx.
Yeah, forever. So he FedExed her a letter back in the day because they have grown children now. So anyway, yeah, so that is kind of crazy, isn't it? By the way, I was at the Mountain Gate Country Club, and I was hitting balls, right? I'm golfing. I'm just hitting some balls at the range. And all of a sudden, excuse me, I hear this voice. It goes, nice swing. I turn around, and it's Sylvester Stallone right behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, that's Sylvester Stallone right behind me saying nice swing. And I didn't know what to do. So I was like, do I talk to him? No, don't talk to him. He just said nice swing. That's all he said. He doesn't care about anything else. He just said you had a nice swing. Okay, keep hitting balls. And so then I got up there and now I'm just like sweaty and I'm like getting all weird and I don't know.
You're overthinking it.
I can't put the ball back on the tee. It's falling off. And now I look like a dork because I can't even get the ball to sit on the tee right. And then he walked away.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't care.
Oh, this is a mess. Oh, my God. Bad under pressure. Very bad under pressure. All right. Aaron Rodgers. You guys, I know you were talking about this Netflix documentary. It comes out on December 17th. Now, in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers comes off a little cocky on this. Some of the things he says is like, I'm different or whatever. We're all different, Aaron. You know, whatever. Anyway, here is a little bit of the clip from that.
What does the future hold for Aaron Rodgers?
I'm coming back to do it all.
So what's the risk of playing?
That's not normal.
People getting to see behind the curtain.
Have you thought about going into politics?
Once I started my spiritual journey, everything shifted.
The metamorphosis is happening.
Most people are not doing the walking.
I'm not most people. I'm trying to find what a new edge is. There's football legacy.
Rodgers, a touchdown!
And then there's character legacy.
You're gonna be the big dog with me!
When that ride comes to a stop, who are you gonna be?
Who are you gonna be? I'm gonna be some weird dude that does mushrooms. Freaks out. And going to that, his ex-girlfriend says that she's still not over him. Well, she doesn't say that. Here's what she says. Her name is Shailene Woodley. She admitted in a new interview with Outside Magazine. I didn't even know there was an Outside Magazine. Do they have an Inside Magazine?
I'm sure they do.
Where it's just it's for people that just sit in recliners, watch TV. It's Inside Magazine. That talking about her relationship with Aaron Rodgers will still, to this day, makes her cry. Wow. She said, quote, I had a really awful traumatic thing happen in early 2022. She added that she chose to remain in a toxic situation and they broke up the first half of 2022. I felt like I lost my soul, myself, my happiness, my joy. I really understood depression and anxiety and complete. Here's what she says. Now, this is 3 years ago, you guys, and she's still talking like this. I suffered from complete soul detachment.
Wow. That's a serious ailment, right?
Well, I've never heard of it.
Soul detachment?
Do you go into surgery for that?
I don't know. I think you got to find your soul first.
I feel like she didn't leave her house for...
I don't know if she is even still leaving her house, right?
Sounds pretty bad.
According to Outside Magazine. You know, this, I've heard of outdoors, but not outside.
Yeah, I don't know. This Aaron Rodgers thing looks pretty interesting, actually, because, I mean, there's a lot of mystery with that guy. I mean, he goes off to these retreats. He stays in, like, the Amazon jungles. And
he puts himself in, like, a hole for 30 days.
All these drugs and stuff that's supposed to, you know, cleanse his system and his mind. And I don't know. Maybe you get a different side of the story with this.
She says, I haven't shared much about my relationship with Aaron because it always makes me cry. It wasn't right at all. Hold on. Next sentence. But it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. You just said it was toxic. It was traumatic, but now you're saying it wasn't right at all, but it was beautiful. She is jacked up, dude.
Yeah, and if somebody puts you in this position in life where you detach from your soul,
yeah,
and what everything that Jamie's saying right now, I don't think I'd say it to the public, though. I think I'd just keep that to myself, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd come out and just tell everybody my misery.
3 years later, after you broke up with him.
I know. It makes me look pathetic.
I mean, it does. It makes her look like she has not moved on at all.
Yeah, he probably never brings her name up.
Oh, my God. No.
And she just keeps on.
No, Aaron Rodgers could care.
He doesn't care.
He couldn't care less.
No, he doesn't care. And she's still over there. Aaron!
And now you know she's going to sit at home eating bonbons, binge watching this documentary, hoping that she's in it in some way.
I hope he mentions me.
Yes, please.
By the way, I apologize. I didn't hear. I was putting on my headphones. I didn't hear them say that the FedEx part of Sylvester. Sorry. You know what? And not only that, I think I mentioned it earlier. I have an ear infection in my left ear. I can't hear anything. Huh? What? I've been practicing being old. I was on FaceTime with my son. He's like, Mom, why are you talking so loud?
Why are you yelling?
I'm like, I'm practicing being old. I can't hear anything. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Double dress.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there. The podcast later on today. It is so busy. Busy, busy time of year, right? I mean, we've got a Christmas party today. You got the concert tomorrow night, Alice in Wonderland. We're doing the Giving Tree now. Which, by the way, you can go ahead and adopt a family if you want to, because the families are up.
Do you know if anybody's been adopted yet?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. We don't know just yet, okay, because Spadell has not had a chance to go back in.
Gotcha.
Yesterday being day one, so there could be two or three families that are spoken for, but we don't know that for a fact. But if you want to adopt a family, you can go there and read their stories and the children that are involved here. And, you know, maybe nobody's chosen that one yet.
Yeah, so go to alice1059.com, and then it's on, is it still on the contest page?
Yes.
Okay, so you click the contest page, even though it's not a contest. And we really would love for you to adopt a family and start buying for them. And just, I mean, I don't know, it's just, it's really what Christmas is all about, right?
Yeah.
It's
about the kids.
Yeah.
Toys.
Although I will tell you, I do love also this time of year when Spotify comes out with their Wrapped. So if you listen to Spotify ever, or I think you have Apple Music, right, Carson?
Yeah.
So they give you a synopsis of what you've been listening to. You guys, I need to like broaden my horizons, broaden my thing, you know?
Why?
Because the top five songs I listen to are all Imagine Dragons. Like Spadil has five different artists or whatever, right? Mine are like Imagine Dragons, Imagine Dragons, Imagine Dragons, Imagine Dragons. And you guys at least have more spice. Like mine is just, I just listen to the best of Imagine Dragons.
You get set on one thing and you just ride it.
Yeah, because it said in July I was listening to Pink and stuff like that. And it said now your listening habits have changed and you only listen to Imagine Dragons. But it said that on November 9th I listened to 366 minutes of Imagine Dragons. And I was trying to figure out like why would I listen in my headphones in my house for 366 minutes. But that was I was getting ready for my son to come in. So I'm just like scrubbing down the whole house.
Yeah, you're cleaning, putting stuff up. So, you wanted to put up decorations for him.
Right. So I was doing Christmas tree, all that. So I just had my headphones plastered to my head. I should have been listening to Mariah, but I was not. And I just listened to that. But Spadil has the weirdest list. What is yours?
Mine is, number one, Lil Dicky. And then number two is Weezer. Then The Grateful Dead. Then MF Doom. Then something called Game Chops. And those guys do like video game songs.
And your number one, I've never even heard of Lil Dicky.
He's a rapper. He has
we've brought him up a couple of times.
Yeah,
we've talked about it.
But I mean, Spadil does not strike me as the guy that listens to a rapper.
Yeah.
I love Lil Dicky.
Seriously.
Yeah. His show's also really good, too.
And then what was yours, Carson?
So I got the Chainsmokers. I got MGK, Posty, Bailey Zimmerman, who's a country artist, Morgan Wallen, Marshmello, Eminem. I'm all over the place.
Well, that's good. See, you guys are more, and I know BJ doesn't listen really. Like, he likes the, what's that? Ride My White.
I do podcasts.
Write My White Pony one. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Hey, I don't have Spotify.
Genuine.
Yeah. I don't have Spotify, but I really don't have any music. I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts.
Well, you have CDs. Remember? You have a CD collection.
Yeah. I can do mine in my car. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That way the world doesn't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm sure they'll give you that list, too, if you listen to it. But mine's on the app, so.
Yeah.
It's not the same as the Spotify or Apple, I guess.
Trust me. With my business and what I do for a living, I don't want to be paying for this crap.
Do you pay for it?
Yeah, I pay for it.
Why?
Because I do. Because
A lot of people are on Spotify.
Yeah. So, because I'm stupid.
Yeah. Well, download the Odyssey app if you want it for free. Okay?
Yes, exactly.
So go to Odyssey and get the app and get the podcast there and everything else that we do here on the program. Woo. That's the way to do it, right?
By the way, I have got to read you this. We were just talking about the gingerbread lights. I should save this for tomorrow. But the gingerbread lights, I guess there's a Karen in the neighborhood.
I could see there being a lot of Karens in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so.
Couldn't you? I could see more people being Karens and more people accepting of the light display.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because it's just over the top. It's too much.
It's a lot.
And look, I'm sure it's beautiful. I don't live there, so I love it. no problem, okay? But if I lived in that neighborhood, yeah, I'd have a problem with it, too.
We went last year, and it was funny because I actually ran into Pete. He was out walking to the mailbox.
Oh,
it was
really?
Hilarious. I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I just live right down the street, man. You know?
That's what I said. So listen, you guys, this is a secret. So the gingerbread house in Islands Ranch, okay? So if you go to see it, which you probably will, it's iconic, I just want you to honk your horn real loud, just so the Karens get really mad. Honk your horn really loud and go, where's Pete?
You know, in that list that you read off air of what Karen would complain about, it makes a lot of sense. Can you imagine the trash?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You got to figure every single night, and we're not talking, you know, that it looks like, you know, after a Bronco game or anything, but still, you've got that many people that are coming there that are getting out of their cars. You got to figure a few
They'll
cups and
fine.
A few wrappers and things are being
They'll
thrown
be
down.
Fine. It's so only one get, time of the year.
I'm just saying, I
oh my
get
God.
What the person
Everybody
is saying.
About everything. It's fine.
I do get it, though, because
I mean,
it is a cul-de-sac.
I get it.
It's Pete. Do we really care?
Oh, I don't care. And I love it.
I'm glad it's making him miserable.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong, but I certainly see their side of it. Yeah. Misery, right?
Take it, Pete.
Misery for the holidays. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
So I saw this headline yesterday where Delta flight attendants were pulled from a flight because they failed a breathalyzer. Did you see
two
that?
Two of them.
Did you read the story?
Well, that they went on with the flight, right? Because even understaffed.
Well, did you read the story, though, about the blood alcohol content?
I did not.
Well, here's what happened, I think, okay? I think these people got all liquored up the night before. They were in Amsterdam, okay? So they're coming out of the Netherlands. They blew 0.02. That's not very much, okay? But that's considered, I guess, over the legal limit for the Netherlands. And so they went out and partied hard the night before and still had alcohol in their system the next morning.
Well, yeah, because they have so many hours that they have to not drink before they fly. And they also can't even have poppy seed muffins.
Do they do that here in the U.S.? Do they give random breathalyzers for flight attendants?
Oh, I
would assume they do for pilots. But I didn't know they would do it for a flight attendant.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard any of my friends get breathalyzed.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
But I don't know. But maybe they just check for a pot over there or something. Well, I guess you can't do that in a breathalyzer. But you know they got to be a little suspect when they're over there, right?
Like, well, anyway.
How many of you got high?
Did you anywhere see anymore.
That, did you see that Douglas County has a dog that can smell it?
Yeah. Isn't well, that, they have them at the airport, too, don't they?
I guess. Yeah, I didn't know it was for
Yeah, I stopped. Too. I stopped and talked to one of those officers one day, and this has been a couple of years ago, and he said they were trained to smell it.
Really? You know, what I did is I threw a ball. Man, they get mad at that.
Try to distract them.
Go!
Fetch!
Yeah, and then they have certain dogs, he told me, that only know explosives.
Yeah.
They don't they don't know drugs, but they know explosives. So they have two different ones, and you don't know which one they are when they come up to you.
And I told you that weird story. So we're on dog talk. Dog talk, you're on the air. Anyway, my son's little friend, her parents, I guess the dog kept biting at the dad's leg a little bit, like this mole or whatever. He died of skin cancer.
Oh, the dog was trying to...
The dog was trying to tell the guy, like, you have a bad mole
here.
You've
got a problem here.
Yeah, so if your dog smells your crack or something, maybe you got butt cancer. I don't know.
Man, you see those videos too online a lot where dogs, they claim have, you know, detected that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's true.
Right?
Right? Man. That they've trained them. But yeah, these airline people were pulled from the flight simply because they blew. But man, oh man. I wonder how many jobs out there that you have to take a breathalyzer or it's random. They don't random test here for anything, do they?
Here at work?
Yeah.
I don't think we do. I don't know.
I mean, Spadell, have you ever been tested?
I wouldn't have a job if they tested.
That's why I came to you.
Yeah. I'm also seeing that flight attendants are unionized, so there has to be a cause for them to be tested.
Okay. Oh, so they were walking in all crazy.
So, someone threw up a red flag.
Let's go fly!
This was Netherlands rules.
Yeah, Netherlands.
Yeah, that's a different story.
I'm talking about in the United States.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, Yeah, over there, I guess they randomly test people because they're so known for having their bars open at 5 a.m.
I've been tested for alcohol and drugs in radio.
Yeah.
Nationwide Communications. It's an insurance
company.
Insurance company. And they're like, you need to go pee in a cup. And I was like, why? Like, literally, like, I did not know why. Like, what, UTI?
That'd be weird.
Yeah, they should explain that up front.
Right? I'm literally 18 years old, and I'm like, I don't understand what. Yeah, because I'm so from Southern Illinois and so dumb, right? I'm 18. Right. And I'm like, why do you want me to pee in a cup?
What are they looking for here?
I'm not pregnant.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, Big Alice in Winterland tomorrow night. More tickets coming up with Heather in middays today. And then again, Slacker Show with your chance to win tickets.
Last chances.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, that's going to be a big blowout. Got a Christmas party here this afternoon. Whew. Man, oh man, it's busy.
You know, all I can think of as I read this article is thank God the Broncos were sold.
Yeah.
Right? I'm reading this article, you guys, and it's from the Westword. And if you don't know, the Broncos were sold from the Bolins in 2022, right? They were sold to the Walton Penner Group in 2022. Did you see what that John Bolin did again?
I did.
Holy hell. So remember, you guys, back in 2015 when there was a domestic, he told his girlfriend that he had killed somebody, and then she called 911, and then he said, I'm the blood of the city.
I still have that.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So remember, it was so crazy. He was like, I'm the blood of the city. I'm friends with the mayor. I own this city. And and it was a domestic. So that was in 2015. This is John Bolin, by the way, Pat Bolin's son. One of seven children. And then after that, then in 2017, he got put on probation. Then in 2017, he was driving 100 miles per hour in Los Angeles. He got pulled over and he got a DUI there. And then again, put on probation, because that's what happens when. And he kept saying that he owned the Broncos when he was in California.
Yeah, you know who I am. Yeah.
This kid has been a problem from day one, man. I mean, you're talking entitled. And we all knew it. Every time this guy would surface, you know, that he was out drinking, driving, blood of the city, all that. We all knew it.
Well,
he's so entitled.
We hadn't heard from him. So that was 2015, then 2017. Then it kind of went away. He was put on permanent leave from the marketing director position. Then they sold the company, or sold the Broncos, right? Thank God they did. Because on November 28th, he was wasted. And November 28th, he posted a video that he then took down, but somebody saved it. And it says, he's screaming white power, and he's screaming F black people. Oh my God. Are you, what is wrong with you?
It's over the top.
Really? Yeah. You think?
Well, I'm just saying.
He was screaming it over and over, white power, F black people, and people are outraged. And I can't believe, lucky for us to know, you know, this is inside his brain too, that they saved it and they sent it to the Westwood. And it's the full video.
I can't even try to explain somebody like that.
I can't
I just, you look at the story and I just go shake my head. It's like, okay, here
but
he is.
Again, that thank God back. That we're, like, it doesn't reflect on the Broncos because it's a new group.
You know, in his actions in the past, I thought would cause more outrage than what it did.
Probation to probation.
You know, the family still owned the Broncos at that time when he was pulled over and all the stuff that he was doing at the time. But this kid, I mean, he was just, I don't know, I guess every family has that one, you know?
Well, especially out of seven kids, isn't that your theory?
I guess. Yeah. You always have that one kid that goes awry, you know, and you can't explain his actions. Yeah. And this is one of them, I guess.
My God.
I don't know. But we hadn't heard from him in quite a while, from what I understand, right?
Since 2017, he hasn't been in trouble.
And the family kind of went away. Once you sold the Broncos, you're out of the limelight for the most part.
Right.
So they kind of went away. But now he's back. He's back with a vengeance.
Oh, and that's an ugly look.
And this
look.
Is ugly. This just makes him look ugly.
I wouldn't even go look for it if I were you. If you're going to, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, I got to hear what he's got. Yeah, you don't need to hear what he's got.
It's just that he's an ugly human
awful.
Being.
Uh-huh.
He's
it's terrible.
He's an ugly human.
Don't even want to repeat it. It's just really, really bad.
What is wrong with him?
I think he's obviously got an addiction problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's no way that you can post what he and even have the mentality, not first to say it, but once you say it, to post it.
I know.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole different level.
That's the most disturbing.
A whole different level. That you decide that, hey, I want to put this out there for the world to hear. Then you're looped. You're into some other, you know, something that's just really made you scatterbrained.
Yeah. Meth is bad.
Yeah. Did you see where the South Carolina mom is suing Mattel over that Wicked box?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Wicked movie, as you know, they put out these dolls, figurines, Barbies, whatever they were. And on the box, it had Wicked.com, which turned out to be a porn site. And now a mom is suing. Now, I kind of suspect this because she claims, and I think her daughter's only like, what, eight? Something like that?
Eight or nine, I think.
Wasn't it eight or nine or something like that? She claims her daughter, because of the box, went to the website.
Oh, my kid totally could have at eight or nine. He's had a phone since he was five. Because of our custody situation, he had his own phone at five.
Yeah.
Even little Debbie can find, like, she can bypass our lock screen, and she literally can look up her own emojis.
Yeah, my son would totally know how to scan.
I'm not saying that she can't do it. I'm saying, don't you think this mom might have heard the story and then kind of cooked this up a little bit?
I believe her kid went to it at eight or nine.
Yeah.
They can read.
I'm just saying that, you know, you find those people out there that plant like something in their food.
Well, no, I get it, but you also realize, like, your kid looks at the packaging or whatever and goes to that website. I totally buy it. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, this is the only person that sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet there will be a class action.
Yeah, after this.
They put this thing out, and they put the wrong website on there. I don't know what the correct one is, but they put the wrong one on there. And now they've recalled all the boxes, which obviously is the product itself. But you got to figure.
You had one job. Like, how did this even happen?
I'm just surprised they don't have more.
Me too.
Because you sold millions of these, and you've got one mother that's come forward to say that her daughter went to the website and traumatized.
Hey, can you see, Schmidl, on eBay what the OG box is going for? Because that's going to be worth some money someday.
Well, they'd already been selling on eBay for like $1,000.
I know. I'm wondering what they are now, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's like, oh, my God, I got to get the collector's item.
Without a doubt.
With the porn one on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, 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 like you say, though, you got one job.
Yeah,
I mean,
one.
You can't get that right on the packaging, that it's not a site that they're not supposed to go to?
Wait, is it only $60?
Yeah, it's only like $60 to $70.
Come on!
And you can look at the sold items, and it also says that the most expensive one went for
$130. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they said when it was identified that they were going for, well, not going, well, they were
those
offered.
Those stories, though, they're always looking at the listings. They're not looking at the sold ones.
Yeah, we've always said that you know, you can list anything for $5,000. Doesn't mean somebody's going to buy it.
We're always off on these.
Yeah.
We always think it's like going to be some millionaire's dream, right? Like on eBay. And first of all, there's like 800 of them listed.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, you got a better chance of making money by just suing Mattel.
Yeah.
I think that's what this mom's going to do, right?
God.
What would that be worth? I mean, is she going to make a lot of money on this? Are they going to toss this out or what?
Was it $3 million? I think it was $3
million. Is that what she's charging?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
She might get it.
Who knows?
She might get it.
I mean, didn't somebody sue for coffee that was too hot?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We had a story just a couple of days ago, the guy that got shots in his wiener. Remember that one?
Well, that one deserved it.
That was malpractice.
Well, that was full-blown malpractice.
He got $540 million.
Yeah, but he could never have sex again.
Yeah.
Like, his body
is... that's different. That's a whole different Oprah.
That's affecting your entire life.
You're taking out, like, one of the best parts of the human experience
from that. Exactly. I mean, BJ doesn't get it, but we do.
Oh. I'm sorry. All I could think of was $541 million. That's all I could do. Yeah, that, it just cha-ching. Oh, yeah, there is that part, too, I guess. Oh, yeah. What's the guy, though? How old was the guy?
Do you remember?
I remember.
Yeah. I thought he was up there. Yeah, it was time to give it up. No! In my opinion. Yeah, for $500 million. Yeah, I think we all agree on that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's some breaking news this morning. The CEO of United Healthcare is it New York? I think it's in New York, right?
He walked outside of a building in New York. Right here. Yeah. No, it's Manhattan, yeah.
He's been shot.
So the CEO of the largest private insurer, which is United Healthcare. Again, it's the CEO of the largest private insurer, which is United Healthcare. We've all had it at some point, right? He was walking up to the Hilton in Manhattan, dressed in a suit and tie this morning at around 7 a.m. A guy was waiting for him, and a guy in a ski mask and shot him in the chest and then ran off, didn't steal like his Rolex or anything. The guy's name is that was shot was Brian Thompson. He's the CEO. The guy ran off, went through an alley, jumped on a bike, and took off. They can't find him as of now. They do have video, And they said that he was a targeted attack. Absolutely. Yeah.
And wow. I'm looking through the list here. United Healthcare is so big. It's unbelievable. They're like, I don't know. And it falls under various names. Like you
well,
can
yeah,
have
it says
like,
it's the largest private insurer in the whole United States of America.
You can have Rocky Mountain Health plans, for example. That's part of United Healthcare. So they're huge, huge, huge. And this is crazy, though. CEO. So somebody obviously upset with him and
so
the company.
He started in 2004 at United Healthcare, and then he became the CEO in 2021 is when he became the CEO.
Wow.
Yeah.
Targeted attack too. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
So no arrest as of yet.
That's scary.
Yeah, that is scary, right?
And the guy's still on the loose, as you said.
Yep.
Wow, that is.
So that was just breaking
all right.
news. That's
breaking news. Yeah. If you work for United, and there's a lot of people that listen to our program, I'm sure that you work for United Healthcare, that this tragedy has happened with the CEO up in New York City. Just terrible.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, walking out of a building, somebody waiting on you there? Crazy. And then that person's still on the loose.
I know.
Running around New York. Obviously, somebody very disgruntled with, something policy, the company, something.
You know what's interesting, though? They do say that they have all the cameras and stuff, and we're just talking... Poor Carson, his mom and his daughter were just in a car accident.
Yep, a guy ran a red light and, T-boned him pretty much.
T-boned him, yeah. They're all okay. And yep. I can't believe that her airbags went off and her nose wasn't broken or anything.
I know, she sounds perfectly fine. Bree said that she's got them both and that they're both healthy. They got checked out by the paramedics, but... It's just that.
And why this goes here, because I know it's like so extreme, but you forget that there's cameras everywhere. And now you can pull the camera footage from, cars and the stoplights and all that stuff, right?
And what you need to do is, because the police probably won't do this, they would do it if it's traffic light cameras and stuff like that. But if you don't have them at that intersection, you could go to the various businesses there and you could do it yourself.
Even like a house cam or something.
Yeah,
Well, right, in that area, there's probably, I don't know what the area is, but you would know better than me.
They're turning into the subdivision.
If it's a home or a business or something. Somebody's got cameras because, again, there are cameras everywhere. So they'll get the accident
for you.
But
I'm glad they're okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
That's so scary.
What
especially
a morning.
When you have a, I know, right? Yeah. You have a little kid in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
I mean, my heart sunk. Bree sent me a text, and my heart just dropped.
I know. I'm like, go home.
Because you don't know if it's like a minor fender bender or something major.
Well, and I think when you hear that your child is in an ambulance right now, like that even gave me goosebumps, and it was your kid.
Yeah.
You know, just that word in an ambulance.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is awful.
All right. Well, at least they're okay. Yeah. That's the good news. But you'll probably find some camera angles at some point, and to prove.
I mean, as much as I hate the cameras and all the cameras that are around all of us all the time, I also respect them.
It
you
is
know?
Good for certain aspects, certain things that go
are,
on.
Are all cars now included, cameras in, included?
No.
Not all of them?
No. Mm-mm.
I thought most of them would be
no,
by
just
now.
Teslas.
Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Our new text line, 303-22-ALICE. Again, it's 303-222-5423, 303-222-5423, or 303-22-ALICE. Because we're using the same line, it's the request line, but it's also the text line now. So you can text at the same, request line. Somebody says this, man, Jamie's being extra know-it-all and annoying this week. Can I just tell you this? I feel the same way because for the first time ever, I have knowledge. I've actually read through the entire story. I don't actually have to guess about what the hell it is. I don't go, I don't even know this time. I've been reading.
What story are we talking
like
about?
Like the CEO story. I read through the entire thing.
Okay.
I actually know. I don't have to go, I don't know where it was. I actually know it was Manhattan. I actually know it was the Hilton.
It is breaking news, too.
It is breaking news. Although, Schmidl just showed me like something very horrible. I the guy just passed away. And if you don't know, the CEO was on the steps of the Hilton in Manhattan at 7 a.m. this morning. And he was targeted and he was shot in the chest and he passed away. And people, I mean, I thought we got it bad. This guy is dead. And they are going after him saying, claim denied. A bullet is a pre-existing condition. Like, because there's so many people that are angry that they've been denied claims from, you know, different insurance companies that they're going after this poor man. I mean, his fan, they're, well, he's dead.
And you knew that was going to happen. I was going to mention that when we talked about it earlier, but it wasn't the place to do it. But now it feels like we can. But yeah, when you're in the insurance business, it's almost like being a tax collector. Okay.
Yeah.
People don't really like you that much. They don't like the insurance people. They think that insurance can scam people. You know, they don't step up when you need them sometimes. And maybe that's what happened here. This disgruntled person. Who knows?
One of them says, I mean, being CEO of a company whose internal documents show that they legitimately denied claims to increase profits is definitely a pre-existing condition for a risk of violence. My God. I just kind of be nice. Like, just, it's, well, I mean, the, what a horrible, it's the, I mean, anyway.
It's a terrible story, it but it so does horrible. Seem that just the way, you know, it's unfolded this morning, that it has something to do with policy, with insurance, you know?
Someone
it,
that got turned down by just, for something.
It just reeks of that. I mean, to know, somebody knew his schedule. They knew he was going to be coming out of that hotel that morning or this morning.
Yeah, so. Anyway, as long as we're talking about what's annoying, I have one. It's skipping all the last couple of days. Your whole feed has been skipping. It keeps cutting in and out. That's from one phone number. Another phone number says, you guys, what is going on with the skipping sound the last couple of days? Here's another phone number. Is anyone else complaining about the app? It keeps cutting in and out. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, sometimes we have a little problem with the app.
Try and turn it off and turn it back on.
I love that.
Unplug it. Down. Unplug it.
Yep, unplug it. Wait. I mean, every time I call Xfinity and I have a problem that's glitching, they tell me turn it off.
Yeah.
And then I turn back on and I'll be damn if it doesn't work.
You got to understand, our app does not come out of this building.
Right, exactly.
It's out of our nationwide, wherever, you know. That
Philadelphia.
Is it Philadelphia?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have no control over it.
Somebody said, so the TextNATO line is gone? Yes, but we can read yours now at 303-22-ALICE.
Yeah.
So they tried to do this thing because they knew like how many of you were texting and stuff. So they tried to stick it in with it, right? They said, it's going to be $17,000 a month to keep your line. We're like, yeah.
Absurd.
What?
We ain't got no money for that.
Just for texting? What?
Highway robbery.
Yeah, because we already have to pay ASCAP fees and all that stuff. Like, what? For texting? For you guys to say mean things to us?
Yeah. And for them to even come to our company. You obviously don't know our company.
Exactly.
They're not going to write you a check
at
for
all.
That.
Instead,
they won't write us a check for that.
Right. Instead, they're going to make the text line and the request line the same line. So, again, it's 303-22-ALICE is the new text line as well. Okay. Let's get to some of this. First of all, let's say congratulations to this new restaurant. I guess this restaurant has been named like the best restaurant on the planet. It's called Alma Fonafina. Wait, what? Alma Fonafina. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
I have not.
No.
Well, it got a Michelin star. It's only been open since 2023.
Is it here?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's in Denver. It's called Alma Fonafina.
Never heard of it.
Or AFF. Alma Fonafina, I guess it was, got a Michelin star. It opened only in 2023. It's been open for 1 year. And then Esquire magazine just named it one of they only picked 35, and this is the only restaurant in Denver that made it, and it's only one of 35 in the whole country. Best new restaurant in America.
What's the cuisine?
It's a Mexican. It says it's a twist on Mexican. Alma Fonafina. I would have guessed Italian.
I would have guessed Italian.
Yeah, Alma Fonafina.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's at 2556 15th Street. It's downtown Denver or whatever. And it says that the husband and wife that started this place a year ago, they sold their house to start it.
Wow, so they gave up everything. They went all in.
All in, and it paid off.
I wonder how it got discovered for that type of award.
Well, first of all, they got a Michelin star, too.
That's what I mean, to get the Michelin star. I wonder, I mean, if you're a mom and pop, it's probably hard to get discovered.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. You know what? Every time I see one of these lists they come out with Westward about the top 15...
this is from Esquire.
No. I'm just saying locally. When I see, like, a Westward put out their top 15 restaurants in town, and I look at the list, and I've never been to any of them, I feel so out of touch when it comes to the food around here.
This is like a Michelin star restaurant. I agree with you. And it's been named best new restaurant in Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Didn't even know there was Almafone and Athena.
No, when I see these Westward lists, and I've never heard of these restaurants, it's like, where have I been? Do I live here?
I'm just always proud that I've been to Garden Grace.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, see? I've
been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never been there.
What?
Really?
No.
I thought you knew the...
I know Troy.
But
yeah.
You've never
been to his restaurant. No, I've been to other restaurants he's got, but I've never been to that one.
Oh, really? You got to go.
You got to go.
Never been. And I know Troy. I've texted with him just recently.
The Brussels sprouts.
The
right?
Brussels sprouts are so good. And so they have actual half sizes. So most places you go, you have to buy an entire full size. And it's way more than two people can handle. But at Garden Grace, you actually get half sizes.
And you feel so like city slicker because we sat outside right there along the street.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like I was in Manhattan.
It's like in the heart of, the jungle, corporate jungle.
Yeah. I know. Surprise. Because everybody was in suits and stuff. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, that's right. I'm corporate America.
I'm doing business.
Yes. Yeah, I'm surprised my good buddy Troy hasn't invited me.
Are you really?
Troy?
Well, maybe because you look pathetic that you're trying to get free food. And he has paying customers.
This guy's walking in with socks and plop.
Yeah, all right. We got gift cards there once.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What happened to that gift card?
I gave it to my son.
Oh, gotcha.
He went.
Oh, gotcha.
He was taking his girlfriend's hubby.
Oh, well, that's
nice. But I'll let him use it.
Anyway, this Almafone Napina is known for their lamb, apparently. So there you go. I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's see here. The other thing, we talked about this earlier this morning, which is really crazy, is that Pamela Anderson is up against Angelina Jolie for an Oscar. What? Yeah, so they haven't been nominated yet, but they're all saying that these two are going to get Oscar nominated. Won't that be weird?
Yeah, I guess for her.
So it's Oscar buzz.
I mean, for
buzz.
Pam, I would think that she would look at it as, whoa, I'm right there with Angelina.
She'd be pumped.
But then Angelina looks at it as a disgrace.
I know, right?
Pam Anderson. I mean, we're talking somebody that ran on a beach in a bikini.
Right, and that
and
was
I
cold.
And I know 15 languages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I own a winery. And I'm fighting with my ex.
Still. Yeah, and not only that, but she took 7 months to learn opera. I mean, Pamela is in called The Last Showgirl. Like, what did she do? Just do what she knows.
Yeah. Stripper.
Anyway, Angelina Jolie was asked by the Sunday Times what an Angelina Jolie biopic would look like. And basically, Angelina Jolie said, I don't want a biopic done about me.
Yeah.
Because I'm too bitchy.
I don't think anyone wants to watch that either.
She didn't say that. Hey, this is funny. This is going kind of viral, and it is funny. So Bo Nix, they put a picture of Bo Nix up against Zach Wilson's dad. Zach Wilson being the backup quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And they put a picture of Bo Nix and Zach Wilson's dad side by side. You guys, it's like they're twins.
Really?
It's weird.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Wait a minute. Zach Wilson's dad looks like Bo? Or Bo looks like him?
They look alike.
Huh.
Like maybe that Zach Wilson's dad.
Rawhide. Might be something going on.
Well.
I'm just saying that's what they're saying. Well. Not me. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. I put it up on our Facebook page if you want to go there.
Oh, it does.
Don't they look a lot alike?
Yeah, they have like the same chin and like nose.
Yeah.
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 That's scary.
Sort of that like scrunched face look, too.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, just something to think about.
So you're saying Zach and Bo could be brothers?
Yep. Yeah.
And look at the smile. Look how similar it is. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. There's something happening. Something went on.
Zach Wilson's dad's allegedly a whore. I'm kidding. I joke because I can. Okay, I love. Anyway, let's hear. What is the other story I want to tell you? Oh, Angelina said she doesn't want one. She's too bitchy. That's what I want to tell you. Kris Jenner wants to continue the Kardashians. No! Haven't we seen enough? I guess it's her only way she makes money. And they're saying that she's flying through money, and her boyfriend is flying through her money as well. And the only way that she makes any kind of money is she's the executive producer. It also says she has control over her kids when she's in the middle of the Kardashians reality series. It's the most direct control she has over her kids, and it's the most she ever sees her kids is when they're filming, right? Because they're all so busy. And it's it's the way that she gets millions of dollars while her kids have hundreds of millions, and it keeps her in, at least, you know, not having to ask him for some cash.
Now, let me ask you a question on the Kardashians, because I get this impression, and I didn't even know the show was still on, to be honest with you. But do all those girls and mom live in the same house still?
No. No, they haven't lived in the same house for years.
Because I picture them all in the same house.
No, they haven't lived in the same house
for years. Sharing the same bathroom.
No.
Because that's the way it's perceived to be on the show.
No.
It's like, really?
No, they all... BJ, such a guy, right?
I am.
I felt the same way. I thought they all lived in like a giant mansion.
I felt like they all lived together at 40 years old.
No, they all have gigantic mansions.
They would kill each other if they all lived together.
Right? They just get together to film, but they don't stay there. Like Kylie Jenner, all of them have huge mansions. All have huge mansions. Like, I mean, their pantries, you guys, their pantries are bigger than all our homes together.
Do they film it to various houses?
Yes, they do.
I don't watch it. I have no idea.
That's a good thing.
I feel like it's a compliment not to know.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you're fine.
Yeah. And again, I didn't even know the show was still on.
Yeah, it doesn't go against you.
Did they move it to a different stream or something?
Yeah, I think it's only on streaming, right?
I think it is.
Yeah, Hulu, I think, or something like that.
I don't know.
I tried to watch a little bit last night of that while I was folding laundry of that, the racket, it's about the oil business.
Landman.
Yeah, Landman with Billy Bob Thornton, and I couldn't remember my password for Paramount Plus. It's $4.99. I went into my Xfinity account, $4.99 for that Paramount Plus. Anyway, and then it said it send me a code to my email, and I waited.
Never got it.
So I went back to Bravo and just watched. Yeah, it just never.
I wonder how many people are paying for a service that they can't even access.
Dude,
get into.
So I didn't even know I was paying for Paramount Plus. Right? It's $4.99. I looked at everything. I'm paying for Hulu with commercials, and that's like $4.99.
Yep.
Did you know that I pay for Netflix at $34.99?
Really?
Oh, that's the like super premium
plan.
What is that?
I pay $15 and I never get
that's
ads,
so you can have
think.
Four people access your account from like different locations. So your son probably has it like upgraded
and probably
to that
his dad.
Since you guys are in different states.
Oh, definitely the dad for sure.
I'm paying for four accounts.
Wow.
I'm using your account at my house.
Hey, can you add me on your family plan?
I just never said anything. Your son called me one day and he said, hey, Beach, I got a password for you here, pal. You think I've been paying for it? I'm cheap. I'm not going to pay for it.
And I was like, $34.99 a month?
His dad, him, me, and you. And that's the four accounts that we have. Yeah.
Holy
and I
crap.
Really appreciate it, too.
By the way, if you go to the bottom of your screen on your TV and you go all the way over, there's a little circle with three dots. Click on that and you can actually go and see what you are paying for. It'll show you everything. I didn't even know I had Hulu. I didn't know I had Paramount Plus. And I certainly didn't know $34.99.
Do you even watch Hulu?
No.
Is there anything you can name that's on Hulu?
No.
I can't name anything.
There was one once. There was like that Tommy Lee.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. That whole series.
Yeah. Yep. When his wiener talked.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that immensely. Yeah.
Well, that's worth paying for.
There's a bunch of new anime that comes out on Hulu. I watch it on there.
Oh, yeah. I'm so into
anime.
That.
Anime.
Thanks for sharing.
All right. That's enough.
All right.
I think we've hit a point here.
BJ and Jamie.
Before we give away these tickets, can I ask Spadilla a question real quick here?
No.
Would you mind?
No. Yes.
Please.
No.
You know, he's got a college degree, so I like to go to him with the very, complicated stuff. Hey, Spadilla.
Yeah.
OAR. What does that stand for?
Dude, I have no idea.
Ordinary.
Well, because remember OMD?
OMD,
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark?
Orchestra.
I wonder what does OAR stand for?
Orchestras are rad.
You don't know? You seriously don't know?
I have no idea.
I don't have any. I have no idea either.
It's of a revolution.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Of a revolution.
Revolution.
Yeah, brah.
You learned something today, didn't we?
That's awesome.
Wow. All right. O O-A-R.
O-A-R. Yep. Yeah. We have tickets. O-A-R, Red Rocks Amphitheater. I was just reading this thing that you and I, anybody that has an Android and an iPhone shouldn't be texting, but I'll get to that in a minute. Oh. O-A-R, Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's going to be Saturday, June 21st. Think about that. June. So we prepare here.
Yeah, you got to get a babysitter.
I know. Like, yeah. We are like, we're on top of it. Yeah, all right, so here's make the deal. Sure. Caller 19 right now, 303-22, Alice.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sometimes dinner plans. Six months out.
You never know.
Restaurants are packed this
Restaurants
time of year.
Are packed.
So why should we text each other?
Okay, so sorry. I was just reading that and I got consumed because it's funny. My son's dad is like on Google. I was on Droid and my son was on iPhone. But we're all in a group text. The three of us stay in a group text. Since my son's away at college, and we all get along, and it's weird. Anyway, and so they're saying that if you text an iPhone or an iPhone text Droid, whatever, or Google, like, isn't that their own platform or something?
I believe so.
Or are they considered Droid?
It's considered Droid.
Is it? Okay. All right, so anyway, if you cross those two paths, whatever they are, it's not encrypted, and you should stop doing it because the Chinese can read every single piece of it.
Oh, so the new, okay.
We all have to be on iOS or either.
But of all the numbers in your phone, how do you know who's got what?
They're green if they're Android. Yeah. Well, if you have an iPhone.
No. I'm just saying, if you've got an iPhone and you've got somebody, let's say I've got a buddy in Knoxville I'm going to call. How do I know what he's
texting.
Got?
They said it's texting.
Yeah, if you're texting him and it pops up with a green thing, that means he has an Android. If it's a blue one, that means he has an iPhone.
Remember, because I was breaking the beauty of everybody having
the
blue.
The aesthetic.
Yeah, the aesthetic. My son was like all complaining because I was breaking the aesthetics.
I don't care if the Chinese read it.
Well, it sounds fine, except for like we do send back personal information. Back
sometimes
and forth.
You do, like between households.
Because my kid is in college, so there's exchanging of personal information about different things, and so that says it's not encrypted. They haven't busted. They can't do anything about it. This Chinese group has realized that Droids and iPhones. It's open. It's open to them. They can just get everything.
Why is it always the Chinese? Why isn't the Angolians doing that too?
Wait, why do I always do that?
The Angolians? why always the Chinese?
I think the Russians are taking stuff too.
Well, I bet they are.
Yeah.
Well, they're working together, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, the Russians are in there too, huh?
Yeah. Well, the Russians and Chinese are homies.
They are homies.
Homies. And that North Korea guy too.
Yeah.
You got to throw him in there, that Kim Jong-un.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, Jamie, I was just thinking to myself, because we have the Christmas party later on this afternoon.
Yeah.
Remember when that Charlie Sheen guy worked here? We called him Charlie because he reminded us of Charlie Sheen.
Yes, I do remember him.
Remember that other lady? What was her name? Monica, I think her name was, that worked here at one time. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Remember those people that used to get really liquored up and have to be, you know, escorted out of here? And
I remember something else. No. You're forgetting one other story. Remember the girls that came up from the other floor?
Yeah.
And they were hitting on you, and it was, like, insane.
And you were like, let me take you on a tour.
No. I'm mentioning the others because they're gone. Hopefully the girls that are on the other floor keep coming up.
That's so funny. He did puff up. So these girls had some cocktails, right? That's fine. And BJ doesn't drink, and these girls did a lot, and they had their beer goggles on. They looked like he looked like a fine young specimen to these women. I mean, there was like what, three or four, and then BJ puffs all up because they're all over him, and he's like, "Let me take you on a tour of the radio stations."
We toured and toured and toured and toured, toured and toured.
Until you couldn't tour no more.
Oh, it was just, I toured out that night. I was so toured out.
You were.
But no, I was talking about the people that we used to really have fun watching.
Yeah, I know.
They're all gone. They're gone. Now we got a bunch of sober people around here.
It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You kind of destroy your career that way.
Yeah. I sure miss them this time of year, though. When we have the big parties, you know what I mean?
Right?
All right. So, Alice in Winterland, speaking of a party, tomorrow night, going to be at Fillmore. More tickets to give away later on today with Heather.
Right,
Heather.
And I also want to just give out this warning. Okay, so tomorrow, today BJ leaves for Hawaii.
Yep.
So tomorrow it's going to be myself, Carson, and Schmidel. Now, let me just give you a warning. First of all, we always know this doesn't go well, right? We're just going to put it out there. It doesn't go well. Number one. Number two is, Spadil has never run this new computer system.
No.
So I would tune in just to hear the debacles that are.
It's going to be a circus.
It's going to be horrible. It's going to be a train wreck. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. And go to the new Texnado number and complain.
No. Enjoy.
Tell Spadil, oh, no. You suck, Spadil.
Because the best part of some shows are bloopers. And so keep that in mind. Tomorrow when you tune in, tomorrow's going to be the blooper reel because we're going to have so many of them. But we are going to do this tomorrow. And let me just pre-promote this. So I want you guys to practice. Benson Boone, we have the last pair for your last chance to win, to go to the show tomorrow night. It's Dasha, the Frey, and Benson Boone. But here's what we're going to do tomorrow morning, just the three of us and with you guys, is you have to sing the second part of the please.
Beautiful Things.
The Beautiful Things yep. part.
So I have it here.
Okay, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so be practicing this part. Here we go.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay.
Practicing.
Yeah. Your homework.
The please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh God.
I can't wait.
Okay,
for this.
So be practicing that all day today, and then tomorrow we'll give you your chance.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
All right. Have a great day. Enjoy your Wednesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. All right. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.